All right, now we're recording.
Wait, now I can say hello to the internet?
Yes.
See, Alan keeps psyching me out about whether or not I can say hello to the internet, and I want to say hello to the internet. May I say hello to the internet? Please, sir, may I greet the internet?
Yes.
Hello, internet.
Hello, weird.
Hello.
So, does that make Brita the internet?
Yes.
Yes.
Brita absolutely is the internet.
It's the Brita-net.
I had my Facebook told me I had my 8th anniversary of Facebook friendship with Brita this week.
I got one of those too.
And Brita was like, "Yes, this is the day I got everybody on Facebook." Zuckerberg should give her a chat.
Convinced everybody.
Are we like Pokemon, Brita?
Well,
was that why you're so excited when I joined?
She collected all her
friends.
Yes,
actually.
I was like the Mewtwo.
Yeah. She was collecting them all.
You're Squirtle.
He's a tortoise, not a Squirtle.
Squirtle.
Well, there's a thing about that is because the Squirtle evolves into Blastoise, so it is both a turtle and a tortoise.
You're getting into what I don't know about now.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know this shit either. Don't worry about it. I just know what shit is called.
All right. Well, it's the penultimate show before Christmas. And I think last time you want to start off with our Christmas thing.
Right now? Well, we can lead up to it, I think.
Well, but if we stall, we'll run out of time.
Well, first of all, I have to ask, did you all do your homework and think of, you know, expensive gifts for your fellow squirrels?
I did.
Alan didn't?
I did.
Alan stopped by the drugstore and got us all animatronic toys that sing and dance to some pop song we've never actually heard.
No, Alan would get us all eye thingies.
No.
Come on.
Oh, man. This was...
Oh, man.
Okay, so if you didn't listen to the last show, the task put before us was given... if money was no object, what would we give our co-hosts for Christmas? And it had to be realistic. Like if you had like Bill Gates money or... Mm-hmm. Carlos Slim money. Like if you had billions of dollars and could use it to buy your co-host a present, what would you get them? So it can't be like, you know, a time machine or, you know, the planet Neptune or some bullshit like that. It's got to be a...
Why couldn't it be the planet Neptune?
Because nobody owns it and you can't get to it.
Yes, but if you have a flag and a spaceship, you can own the planet Neptune.
Yeah, but there's no amount of money that can plant a flag on Neptune right now. It's not possible.
You hear that, Elon Musk?
I disagree.
It's not. You can't.
What? We sent probes past Neptune. We just didn't have flags with them.
All right, well, good
luck. We sent probes to Uranus.
I'm judging. All right,
Cosmo. Cosmo, yep, they're yeah, hit the beverage right now.
Yeah. It's Jay drunk already.
All right. Cosmo has left the lap.
I think that also counts as a drink.
Anyway, well, I just wanted to get this over with because I know if we start talking about other stuff, we'll run out of time or we'll forget about it or something.
You just are impatient and you can't wait to.
I want
to
know what I get. I want to know what I get. It's like, yeah, that's right. I want to open all the fucking presents.
No, all you get is the ugly pajamas, Alan.
I don't want the ugly pajamas.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's you get a onesie like
pajama
Obamacare boy. Pajama boy, yeah.
That's right. Man. That's some hot cocoa.
I don't even get the Zardoz thong.
It's a hormone replacement therapy.
I want the Zardoz thong.
You want a Zardoz doll?
Thong. What? I want the Zardoz thong.
Oh no, Alan. No.
Now I have a mental image. Your Christmas gift to me would be brain bleach.
But Alan, you don't have quite the copious amounts of body hair that old Sean Connery had.
How do you know?
Yeah, you don't know.
Are you suggesting Alan has been scalped?
Alan, do you have copious amounts of body hair?
Nah, not really.
I didn't think so. That's what I'm saying.
You know, some.
It's all in your butt, isn't
it? It's more an inconvenience than a statement.
It's all in your butt and coming out of your ears.
No. Maybe, you know, 60-40.
What? 40% in your ears? That's a lot of hair.
Seems like that some days.
Oh my God.
You know, there's a thought. What if I could transplant the skin on the top of my ears to the top of my head?
There you go.
Yeah, what is the story with that lynx ear thing? That shit's starting to happen to me too.
It's called getting old, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just the very tops of them.
Go outside and yell at clouds.
It's like I'm cosplaying or something.
Yeah, you are. Who wants to go first?
You brought it up. You go first.
Oh. Yeah, okay, yeah.
All right. Okay. I'll go first. For weird, I give you your very own nature show on a cable channel.
Ooh.
With
I like it.
With a nice, comfortable budget for traveling to places and messing with bizarre animals. You can be like the bearded hipster crocodile hunter.
No. Who is the second banana on Wild Kingdom?
Jimmy or Timmy or whatever.
Yeah.
The assistant.
Yeah, I want one of those.
Oh yeah, you get it. Definitely. Like, you get an assistant and a crew.
Like I want a super introverted, rarely speaks on camera crocodile hunter.
Yep.
have him go and pull the rattlesnake out by the tail and maybe get bit and have to have some anti-venom pumped into him.
Right.
You want the Norm Abrams of animal.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. While I possibly sit off camera in the wilderness, but in a plush easy chair while wearing a smoking vest.
There you go. And you can get Mike Rowe to narrate it for you.
Ooh.
So there you go. Enjoy.
Okay.
For Brita.
Yes.
You get your very own Gulfstream G5 with a pilot on call 24/7.
Yay!
To take you to any warm place on the planet. that you need to go. So
that would be nice. How
cold is it in Ohio?
It's I think the high today was 16. And oh, wow. We have like almost 2 feet of snow on the ground.
And wow. A stupid, crazy law that I just learned about today. It is illegal to idle your car in Ohio to warm it up.
Yeah.
That's some straight up bullshit.
That's fucking ridiculous. I bet that's one of the most ignored laws ever passed.
Of course it is.
I mean, that's what I do when I look out and see my car under like an inch of ice.
Right.
As I go up, you hit the remote start. Turn it on, crank all the vents up to like max and as hot as they'll go, and then just
come back inside
and
wait
fart around the house for about 15, 20 minutes.
Yep. Yeah, because otherwise it's just stupid.
Yeah, we got this weird thing where I think it was Monday. Yeah, it was Sunday into Monday. It was pouring rain. And then just immediately went into the deep freeze. So there's actually a ring of ice in my driveway in the shape of my car.
Oh, love it.
Because the rainwater dripped off my car and froze to the driveway.
So now you're trapped.
And then, but it's just there and it hasn't, it's not gone away. Cause essentially it's been below, like if it's been above freezing, it's been like, it's gone from colder than the inside of my freezer to colder than inside my refrigerator.
So it's an ice fairy ring.
Mm-hmm. Kinda, yeah.
Okay. So, and Jay, I didn't forget about you. You know, I had a really hard time with Jay, because, you know, what do you give a guy that's got like one of the best jobs ever?
A helicopter,
a Prince Albert piercing.
No, actually the helicopter is not a bad idea because he hates traffic. Yeah. No, what I decided to give Jay, it was really, really unlimited ammunition in whatever caliber you need at the moment.
Ooh, that could be fun.
By the way, Jay, does the NRA headquarters have a helipad?
I'd make one.
The tractor trucks will unload wherever you need them. You can have like the ammunition bag of holding, only it's a semi truck.
Man, that would be
the Connex of holding.
Yes, there you go.
Man, having a Connex full of ammo is pretty awesome.
That would be pretty cool. I don't think the HOA would approve, but I would have that much ammo. I wouldn't care.
Yeah. So what? Who cares? All right. And those are my gifts to you. Enjoy.
All right. Who's next?
You.
That's me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for Alan, I decided to get Alan his own radio station.
Oh my God.
With management, like super dorky introverted management team that will deal with all the radio station bullshit that Alan doesn't want to deal with.
Awesome.
And you just get the radio station, and I'll throw in some like extra mooks that like already have shows, like we'll buy an existing station and you can fire whoever the hell you want to fire.
Oh, nice.
So that you can keep advertising dollars and, you know, and have, you know, you can still have Art Bell at like,
midnight to 4 a.m. Absolutely. Got to have Art Bell.
But you'll actually have, again, live broadcast and call in lines and you don't have to fucking deal with it.
Awesome.
It's just going to happen.
Do I have to have an engineer or can I do that myself?
Again, there was an engineer at the station. Whether or not he's going to go home to his wife and kids and crying is up to you.
Okay. Maybe I keep him on as an assistant.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks, Weird.
So, Brita, I've got mine's a little bit off. It's kind of like the giving you the planet Neptune.
Oh boy.
But okay. I'm still going to declare it's going to happen is I am going to give you a vintage and fully certified papered World War I trench bat.
What?
You haven't seen these?
No.
They're essentially like little sawed off baseball bats. So they're not quite as long as a normal baseball bat and they've got like metal studs driven into them. And so when people would jump into the trenches, they would beat the ever loving brains out of the opposing team with them until they died. But now that's not particularly weird. They're actually, you know, I don't know how many of them survived or around, like how expensive a certified World War I trench bat would go for.
Doesn't matter. But Money's no object.
The thing that I would also give Brita with that is the game tag for hobos. So long as she uses a trench bat.
Oh, that's good.
Like you can, and it's also so you've got the game tag so that you can take so many of either gender. You know, per season lawfully, but you've also got the nuisance tag. So therefore masturbating in the library, making a mess of one of the restrooms, bitching about the ever increasing five cents that it costs for a copy. Yeah. That's a nuisance tag. That's on site. That's like coyotes chasing your livestock. They don't have to be in season. You just shoot the bastards.
They're varmints.
Yes. and in theory for varmints, if you were actually going to be sporting, you have to fill the tag with the trench bat. But if you're enforcing library laws, if you do want, like, if you want to use the AR, you can use the AR. That's fine. You don't have to be sporting. And
Jay, and I have to get it all on video, right?
Yes.
Oh yes. No. It'd have to be live cam.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't think you have to have it on that, but when you think about the income stream that would be generated from a Brita cam of a one-legged librarian beating the living fuck out of hobos with a trench bat.
That's gold in the bank.
Or, what's she going to use today?
Somebody. I would be like the best YouTube channel ever.
Yeah, like people would like see you, like it would like blow up Twitter. People would see you bringing like a heavy duffel bag that you're dragging. And you're like, she's bringing a heavy fucking duffel bag to work today. Holy fuck, like everyone.
Oh my God.
So
Nice.
Okay.
And for Jay.
Thank you, Weird.
Jay, yeah. I am going to give you also a vintage war piece of memorabilia, but yours will be a Somali technical.
Oh, nice.
So, and for those not know, technicals are generally when people from shitty countries take very, very shitty pickup trucks and bolt heavy machine guns to the bed of them.
Gotcha.
So you'd have the, what's that like 50 caliber Russian belt fed machine gun? What's the Russian M2? What's that one called?
Ah, shit.
I forget what that's called.
Why not just an M2?
I gotta look this up. Let's see.
Ah, DSHK.
Yes, that's exactly it. No. When you see the DSHK and put that like in the back bed of a Mitsubishi mini truck, that's really the wheel wells all rotted out. That's really the look we're going for
it's,
here.
It's actually the exact opposite of the A-10 Warthog. Because you could use the DSHK to speed the truck up, yes. Whereas the Warthog actually slows down when it fires the cannon.
And also,
I'm such a dork for knowing that.
Like Brita, I will be giving you a nuisance permit. But yeah. It's for the highways in Virginia.
Oh yeah,
nice.
You'll be single handedly the warden to clean up the DC Beltway
with a dash cam.
I have indeed driven that beltway in rush hour traffic many times, and it's well. A
would
few
I have
times.
To supply my own face colander?
Yes, you would, but you will have a Connex trait of crate of
that's
what is
right.
It? 12.7 by 108 millimeters.
That's right. Never run out. You could chainsaw your way through every car in the pass
until a barrel melts. You might need the Connex of holding of barrels. Oh, I melted another one.
That's another Connex container. Mm-hmm. All right, my turn.
Your turn, Jay.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
We saved Brita for last.
Okay.
Okay. Brita goes last.
Mine's not that exciting, but okay.
So, Alan.
Yes, Jay.
Alan's easy.
Oh, man.
Alan gets an unlimited gift card to the Apple Store.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That's you've got like this. It's not even platinum. You get like a titanium card to the Apple Store.
Awesome.
Larry Correa talks about sleeping on a bed full of money. Alan sleeps on like a bed covered in MacBook Airs.
Yes.
It gets you to the head of the line. It gets you the latest version the night before it comes out.
Awesome.
Yeah, you get the red carpet.
Tim Cook brings me the next iPhone in person, huh?
Exactly. You get the skull fuck Steve Jobs corpse.
Awesome. I'm there.
A walk-in closet filled with jeans and black turtlenecks.
he's already got that.
Oh, that's great, Jay. Thanks.
So, Weird, yours is also easy. A new attorney general.
Oh!
I figure with sufficient money, we can get her out.
That's true.
I think she's going to be doing the job herself, but we could save that for later in the show.
well, we can hasten it for you.
Yeah. How many pending indictments is she under?
She keeps pissing off Texas. We don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
And Brita?
Yes, sir.
You may not be able to get out of Ohio in the snow, but you'll have a lot of fun with your new flamethrower.
Oh, yes.
Because nothing says I am getting the hell out of here like a 100-foot long wall of flame.
When the glaciers come.
That's right.
That will be super handy. You'll need it. Probably next year.
Nothing says loving like your own napalm dispenser.
You can tell she liked it. Listen to that giggle.
We can get you a Connex container full of napalm.
There you go.
Oh, yes. Speaking of which, now Brita has a flamethrower and a nuisance permit.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is one of those. And like these Christmas gifts are stacking wonderfully.
And an airplane to take her wherever she wants to go.
Oh, my God.
Can she hunt hobos from the airplane?
From the airplane.
With yes. the flamethrower. Oh.
Yeah, Brita, I would definitely suggest that you take that Gulfstream to Bangkok. I've heard they've got spectacular hobos there.
Oh, God. And it's warm.
Exotic hobos. They smell funny when you cover them with napalm.
There's your alternative rock band. Yeah. Brita and the Napalm Hobos.
Okay. Mine, you guys are hard act to follow. Mine are kind of boring, actually. But okay.
Says you.
Well, you know. Okay, weird.
Yes.
Hang on, I'm waiting for my thing to load. Okay. I saw this butcher shop on a TV show somewhere. And it is in Australia. And okay. You're gonna have to Google it because I don't think you've ever seen it before.
Okay.
But I am buying you as, you know, like a subscription to this butcher shop. Mm-hmm. And, of course, visits. So it's the Victor Churchill Butchery. And it's in Woollahra. I don't know these Australian names. But it's been in business since 1876. And it is like a boutique of meat.
Ooh.
If you Google it and look at the pictures, it is so gorgeous.
Is this place for real? Oh my God.
It is for real. Yes. Really.
What's the name
real.
Of it again?
Victor Churchill Butchery.
It looks like, yeah. It yes. looks like a Hollywood set mock-up. Like,
no, that's the real butcher shop.
My God, yes. This place is beautiful. Oh, Brita.
So, wow.
Subscription and visits to as many visits as you like to the butchery.
All right, yeah, Brita.
It's
yeah.
Gorgeous.
Nice. I'm going to put a link to that in the
Brita, the others are much more page. Fantastical. I'm looking at pictures of this shit. So yeah, Brita, you're already knocking it out of the park.
Okay. And so everybody's going to have to Google it. It is like meat porn, this place. And I've seen actual like video of it. And, you know, people will, they have butchers there that will butcher meat, like in these beautiful, like, I don't even know how to describe them. Like they're like sets for butchering meat. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah. It's what it is. It's like a performance art thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they got these little, it's essentially little glassed-in studios, and yeah. It's one of those, I didn't know that you could have a butcher shop that didn't look like a used maxi pad. Yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, it's one of those, like, I mean, the guy comes out of the butcher shop with that, and he's got the blood-stained apron, and, you know, he's got all the white cutting boards that are kind of pinkish, and everything's just kind of myoglobin-y.
Dripping hysteria.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know about that. I think they hit it with the bleach, but man, I mean, it's just, this place is like, not only is it like just amazing, but it's spotless.
Right. So that's your gift. And for Jay, now Jay, I think you're going to like this because as long as I've known you, you have been like the one kind of gun nut that, how do I say this?
Uh-oh.
No. It's good. It's like really good. Like you really are one of the guys that you like to put on a suit and you like to look good. And so, I mean, and you look great in a suit. So I decided, I Googled for the most expensive suits in the world. And I found the Brioni Vanquish 2. And the picture I found of an example of this suit is a picture of, what's his face, James Bond. The new one? the new James Bond guy?
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig. And it is, of course, a luxury Italian suit. It's all, you know, handmade, tailor-made for you. So when I thought, well, if I'm getting him a beautiful Italian suit, I should also probably throw in beautiful leather Italian shoes. Handmade for you.
Dang.
So, wow. So that's your I always see you in a tie on your web, on your Facebook. So, and of course a tie, you know, Italian silk ties, but all Italian beautifully tailored, you know.
I'm sensing a theme. I would have to carry a Beretta.
Maybe, you know, if you feel like it. But Alan,
$43,000 suit. More
simple.
What?
Because, and I know that this is one of the things that you really, really want, because you've mentioned it before. You would like a little place out in on a piece of land in Texas where the blue bonnets bloom every spring, has really great Wi-Fi, and you can shoot off the back porch.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So a chunk of land wherever you like in Texas with a little cabin and great Wi-Fi.
Awesome.
And blue bonnets.
So Merry you're Christmas. Talking Texas Hill Country somewhere.
Nice. Yeah, wherever you like. I don't know.
Somewhere between, say, Austin and San Antonio. Perfect.
Okay. Merry Christmas, guys.
Yay.
Oh, man, awesome. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was fun. I feel like, you know, wow.
Oh, also, Jay, these suits, these Italian suits, are a favorite of Donald Trump.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Do they come with their own Russian hackers built in?
Maybe.
Do you mean pretend Russian hackers?
Yeah.
I gotta say, I'm just starting to think, like, I mean, first up, you've got all these. I don't know if you guys have been following all these people that are claiming that they were assaulted by Trump supporters,
and turning out that they lied. Yeah.
And it turned out that, just like, you know, Rachel Dolezal and her. Somebody hung nooses around my house because I'm black, except number one, you're not. And number two, you hung nooses around your house and then called the cops. Yeah. I'm a progressive person and I was and I was attacked for political reasons by conservative people is very much the same of the conservative politician / pastor or clergy that's all fire and brimstone about the gays. Yeah, they're always sucking some cock, like when they don't think anyone's looking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, it's one of those like, oh, we must demand, like, we cannot have them usurp the value of marriage and the family. Oh, yeah. No. They've got a Grindr profile right now.
Yeah, it's really turning out that way, isn't it? The everybody that comes up with these, and it's all like, you know, no proof, really, that anything happened. Oh yeah, it's like the what was it, Virginia Tech rape hoax thing?
Oh no, it was not Virginia. That was Duke.
No. The one where the girl dragged the Rolling Stone article, the girl that drugged the stupid
was that Virginia Tech?
I thought it was Virginia
Tech. The mattress
she drugged the mattress around, and you know, it turns out her whole story's bullshit, and Rolling Stone got sued and lost, and they're about to get sued again and lost. So I mean, these things are all bullshit.
Rolling Stone fake news?
Yes, the fake news from the fake news magazine.
Yeah, it was the University of Virginia.
You know, and the press wants to whine and piss and moan about, oh, fake news, yeah, fake news, fake news. They're the biggest purveyors of fake news.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were just going to also talk about the Duke lacrosse team.
Well, that's another perfect example. I mean, this thing's been going on for decades.
Yeah, bunch of wealthy white bros hire a stripper for a party. She comes, she strips, she goes home, and then she calls the police, her lawyer. I don't even know where the actual chain of command, because also a lot of these fake cases involve, like, oh, I'm going to go on Facebook and show everyone the horrible things that were done to me.
Right.
Why don't you call the fucking cops? Oh, because I don't want cops to look at this because they're going to, they cops right. bring handcuffs and those handcuffs are going to go on me.
Well, how many times do we see a story about a waitress who got no tip?
And oh, yeah. Somebody wrote something on the bill. Oh.
Or there was a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
And one of the more recent ones, like, basically, she took the copy that was going to the customer. Because, like, they had their credit card bill where you could clearly see, they were like, the bill came to $55 and the charge was for $65 or, you know, whatever it was.
Right. Yep.
You know, it was clearly a 20% tip added on, and, you know.
Yep.
They said it was because of my lifestyle. What? You're a waitress? There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, or saying that we need to have a recount of the votes because the horrible amount of Republican voter fraud.
Yes. Yes. What did the vote change in Wisconsin? Was it even single? Was it even double digits?
Yeah, for Trump. Yeah, oops. He got more votes.
Oh, that sure is embarrassing, huh?
And then Michigan wound up even worse because they started to do the recount and they discovered that all those
36% of the ballot boxes had digitally given up voting records for more votes than were in the box.
Right.
So I believe there was one.
There were more votes counted on the machine than voters allowed into the polling place
I heard a story. I haven't tracked this one down specifically, but I heard a story that there was one voting machine that said there were 300 ballots cast and there were 50 ballots inside the machine.
Right. Yeah. 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 So the vote tallies didn't match the.
I wonder which candidate got the other 250.
That was exactly what my wife said. I told her that story because I gave her the overall view and she was like, I don't know necessarily that's true. So I said, all right, cool. I'll look it up. And I looked it up and gave her the actual numbers. And she went, well, how do you know it's not for the Republicans? And I said, did you not hear the point where I said it was Detroit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but I mean, you know, voting machine reports, what is it? It's supposed to be 50 and there's 300, so 200, what, six times 600% voter fraud for Republicans?
Yeah. Yes.
That would have been New York Times. That would have been the only words on the front page of the New York Times.
But exactly. We have Jill Stein to thank for all this, because if she hadn't done this audit, this recount bullshit, we wouldn't be hearing about it.
That's right.
Yeah, but she doesn't give a shit. She's third party, which means she's pretty much a full on anarchist. So,
I think
on top of that, showing, she gets $9 million for her tools.
I think after her showing, she's more of a fourth party, isn't she?
Yeah.
That's not true.
They're not big enough to count as a third party.
Maybe sixth or seventh.
Yeah.
I believe Mickey Mouse did extremely well this year.
I was going to say, there's probably more write-ins for John Doe.
Oh, good times.
Yeah, but, you know, totally, totes, the electors shouldn't vote for Trump, you know.
Yep.
Because there'd be no repercussions to them whatsoever.
Oh, and Brita, I got some bad news for you.
What?
Unfortunately, my daughter needed to see the Murphy beds once they got installed. Uh-huh. And we're getting the mattresses tomorrow. And so without the mattresses, the Murphy beds are cantilevered to have mattress and bedding on them.
Yes.
So you need to like physically hold them down. Otherwise they go boing back.
Oh, they pop up.
Yeah.
Did you kill the baby?
No. I just had to hold it down while she studied the finer points of it. So I couldn't get out my camera to get her video.
Ah.
Oh, okay. I was
waiting for you. Trebuchet La Weirda.
Oh, that's no, what no, I no, was no. thinking too.
Yeah. She's still on the wall right now.
That was great. Her head.
Boing.
It's just like that. Just like the beginning of what was it? Yeah, that was You Only Live Twice.
I've seen that cartoon where they splat against the wall. Yes,
it's awesome. Yeah.
But
or better yet, so, their head goes through the wall and they wind up on the other side like a trophy.
But we're going to. But she has demanded that we have a sleepover.
Oh yes. Ah!
So we're definitely gonna have. I want to sleep in the Murphy bed too. So we're gonna have sleepovers, and she's picked out which Murphy bed. It's just gonna be the two of us.
Oh, I see. I was thinking maybe you could invite Jay.
Do you coming up for the holidays, Jay?
We will be up for a bit. Yes.
Well, then you can come over. And you can sleep in the other bed with my daughter, and I'll sleep with my wife.
In the Murphy bed.
In the Murphy bed, yes.
Well, then we got two Murphy beds.
Wow, you have a plethora of Murphy beds.
Well, I mean, we had two twin beds in our guest bedroom to begin with, so we're gonna have two. It worked out just fine. We're gonna continue to have two twin beds.
So it looks like Laverne and Shirley in your guest room.
No, because it actually looks like there's two armoires stuck into stuck into the wall.
Of course, you know the problem with a room like that.
What's that?
Well, you're going to wind up stacking crap in the middle of the floor, and then when somebody comes over, you're going to go, "Oh shit, I got to pull the bed down. Crap! Now I got to move all this crap somewhere."
Well, nope.
And they're going to end up sleeping on the couch.
I have built that entirely thing. My overall statement was that the room needed to, when finished, to justify the cost of putting a bathroom up there, the room needed to appear not to be a guest bedroom at all, but within an hour's time could be converted over into a guest bedroom.
Oh, you got windows, so.
Yeah. But
Eve.
Oh, so, throw the stuff out the windows?
So yes. Let me ask you this, Weird.
Yes.
Do you ever actually have guests in your house?
Pretty often.
Oh, okay. That spend the night?
Yeah.
Oh. Intentionally?
Alan is unfamiliar with your social ways.
Yeah. Well, all right. So the biggest one is me and my wife's parents.
Oh, okay. Parents. Yeah. No, you get the baby. The parents want to come visit. They'll
come down and spend the night.
Okay.
And also, I mean, given that.
Yeah. You know, twin beds are fine for them because they ain't doing anything.
And also on top of that, we're on a commuter rail line to Boston, and our relatives are from the sticks. So my parents go like to the AARP convention in Boston, it's been in Boston like a couple of years. And so they'll come down and they'll stay with us for that. Like we're a good staging ground for people wanting to come see the city. And then, ever so often, my buddy comes over and we mix cocktails and he's in no condition to drive home. So he gets to stay in the bed. It is good for getting your friends drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have
to make a note of that. Find friends.
Well, shit, that's what I should have got you.
No, that would not have been a good present. Trust me.
Store-bought friends.
Nope.
People he has to take care of.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, God, no.
I get,
not people.
No.
Just all it is full-grown human beings that just go, meow, meow, and fight with each other. Oh man, there would be a market for that. Cats that look indistinguishable from humans.
Yeah, a Rule 34 market.
That's also true.
And creepy as hell.
Yeah, man.
Wait, now that we've done all of our Christmas gifts for each other, yes. I have a question. Who is done with their Christmas shopping?
Not me.
I have no idea.
What?
Well, so first up, one of the big things is me and my wife, we disavowed most everybody from Christmas. We gave a subscription to Christmas to everybody of the, you don't have to do Christmas shopping anymore. And we don't have to do Christmas shopping anymore. I mean, what are we going to do? My wife and I, when we want to go buy something, we go buy something.
Yeah. And Mike and I
on top of that, I know a lot of people that, they do when they do their Christmas shopping, they're maxing out their credit cards. They're buying shit that they can't afford because justifying it as because it's Christmas. But meanwhile, it's one of those we redid this place. So we bought a new, my wife was just looking, we bought a new TV. So there's a new TV up there. We don't need to wait till December 25th. There's a TV up there right now. Yeah, we just got a fucking hanging on the wall now.
Yeah, Mike and I don't do gifts for each other. But my mom loves Christmas and she loves giving us gifts. And so there's always like, you know, having to buy the mom some gifts because she likes Christmas. So we do Christmas for her. But
everyone was ecstatic when we had the big talk on the Christmas of the, would you be okay if this gift that we gave you is the last gift we give you for Christmas? And they were like, and we understand that we don't want anything from you. And they just went, everyone went, oh, with the exception of my dad, who, to be fair, this is going to last. He's stopped working at L.L. Bean, but this is going to last for probably the remainder of his life because his basement is totally filled with L.L. Bean merchandise. I can still give you L.L. Bean stuff, right? Yes, Dad, you can give us L.L. Bean stuff.
That's he's just trying to clean out his basement.
That was just for him. He just, like I said, he bought like his first day. He was expecting to pay like close to $100 for all the stuff in his cart because there wasn't price tags on anything. He was expecting to pay like close to $100 for it. And he gave him a $20 bill and they gave him change. Like the L.L. Bean employee store is insane.
Wow. All right.
Because it's all the return stuff they can't resell.
Oh, wow. That makes sense.
Yeah. Still so it's all. Awesome. So like all the clothes on my body right now is like marked with like a black X on the tag. It states that if someone tries to return this to L.L. Bean or tries to sell it somewhere that no, you are in violation.
So it's like a book with the front cover.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Cool.
I have really the adult gift thing in our family, aside from my mother, we exchange gifts with Mike's brothers, but is becoming kind of like the gift card exchange, like we'll buy them a gift card and they buy us a gift card. And at this point I'm like, let's all save our money and just buy ourselves our own shit.
Yep.
I have a problem though.
What's your problem?
My 16-year-old daughter.
Oh God. What should That's we buy a big her? Problem,
Alan.
I know.
What should we buy for the daughter?
I have no idea.
Unlimited ammo.
She would probably like that.
Yeah, she probably would like that. I mean, she's already got her own AR.
Yeah, I mean, just get her, just get her one of those Lake City bulk packs of 223. Done and done. Yeah, 1,000 rounds of 223. There you go.
I'm sorry, weird. You can't do that for a 16-year-old daughter. That's not a good present.
What are you talking about?
Well, because you're not a 16-year-old girl. Neither am I.
She actually might like that, your daughter.
Yeah, she might.
But she really enjoyed going to the range.
All right, get her the bulk pack of Lake City 223 and a hobo hunting license.
Right. And maybe some nail polish.
Yeah.
Done.
And maybe a purse for her dog. Don't all 16-year-old girls have tiny rat dogs?
No, she doesn't. She has her dog is big. I don't know what it is. Some kind of big dog.
Some kind of big dog.
Yeah.
And she has a vicious cat.
Yeah, cat. Yeah. Cat beats up on the dog.
Wow.
Well, the dog's afraid of the cat. Well, because, you know, cat was old and grumpy when the dog was a puppy, so.
I gotcha.
The dog.
There's a lot of swiping.
The dog no longer realizes that it's much bigger than the cat. So. Yep. I had much the same thing happen with birds. I had some birds, peach-faced lovebirds, and when I got this particular kitten, the birds were much bigger than the kitten, and so the kitten was afraid of the birds. And even when it was a full-grown adult cat, it was still afraid of the birds. Which is, wow. You know, they're mean birds, so, you know. They didn't take shit from anybody. That is advantageous. Yeah. Stupid damn birds. On the list of things I will never have again.
Yeah, birds. Yeah, I don't get people that have like lots of like Michael Bain's got like his gazillion and one like exotic birds, and I'm like,
that's crazy.
What the fuck do you want those for?
Yeah,
It's like all the disadvantages of like having a shitty roommate.
Oh, yeah.
None of the advantages.
Yeah, they shit all over everything. They make noise. They smell bad. You know.
They destroy stuff. They get fucking pissed at you
yep.
all the time.
Bite you.
And they will never pull in a paycheck.
No, not once. So,
hey, but in a pinch, get out it's a food source.
Oh, yelling at cat strike.
Yeah. Get down.
Oh, Brina, I've got another story. This is actually more for your mom. So Ellen, if you're listening, this is the, I got a screaming deal on a whole bunch of skirt steaks at the store.
Ooh.
And actually just had them for dinner today. And I was home all day with them in the slow cooker, Jay.
You were home all day, so your house didn't burn down.
Yes. That's true. Also, it was 15 degrees out, so I don't think the house could have caught. I think it would have blown itself out. But I braised them in beer.
Oh, nice.
And for those not aware of Massachusetts' completely Byzantine alcohol laws, you need to go to a liquor store to buy beer, but the latest all the rage is to open up liquor stores in the lobby of grocery stores.
Yeah. We also have a liquor store in our grocery store.
And is it like I actually pushed it past these like double doors.
Yep.
Picked up a six pack of beer, put it on the counter, paid for it, and then put it in my grocery cart and then pushed my cart around and then had to pay for my groceries a second time.
Yeah, it's like a separate store.
It's exactly like that in Ohio. Although in Ohio, you can buy beer and wine just in the grocery store.
Yep.
But then we have like the liquor store that you have to buy like the hard stuff in the liquor store.
That's how it is mostly in Texas.
That at least makes sense. But I indeed bought I could have bought, you know, gin or vodka or, you know, whiskey, but I bought a six pack of beer and, it was, what is it? La Cañada? Hmm? What is it? It's a Californian IPA.
Hakuna Matata?
Lagunitas.
Yes.
Yes.
If California has their way, that'll be a foreign beer.
Lagunitas. Did you get a little weird? Did you get a little something something?
What?
That's the name of one of their IPAs.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, little something something. It's got a sexy girl on the label.
No, I didn't get that one.
I bought
this beer and was explaining to my daughter the Byzantine liquor laws in Massachusetts, and she didn't care. Now as I'm unpacking the groceries, she sees the six pack of beer come out onto the counter, and she goes, "Ah, there's the beer, Daddy. I love beer. Beer is so good." I love beer. So Daddy has the brilliant idea of going, "Well, I remember when I used to think such a thing. And, the solution to this is to, give her a taste of the old beer."
Uh-oh.
And so I was thinking about having a beer with lunch and deciding, do I have a beer with lunch or do I have it with dessert after she goes down for her nap? And I said, you know what? I'm having beer with my lunch. And yep. So I put a little, maybe about a 1 ounce pour into an Olaf cup.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. And gave it to her and said, "There you go. Why don't you give that a try?" Dun, clunk, 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 clank. Ah. Oh, Daddy, that was so good. Oh, my God. It was, and all I could think of was Brita knows how to walk because of beer.
That's awesome.
It is.
And it was like a IPA. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's not an exceptionally hoppy IPA. It's really good beer. She just completely made an ass out of me. And then I kind of kept that story under wraps until she said, "Mommy, I love beer. Beer is so good."
Oh no.
And she says, "Sweetie, you don't really know what beer tastes like." And I go, "Well, about that."
Oh no. Oh well.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it had to happen at a certain point anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, I wanted to mention that next year on the Squirrel Report, I'm probably not going to be doing many crockpot recipes.
Because you burned your house down.
I did not burn my house down. I, for Christmas, am getting an Instant Pot, which, from what I've read on the internet, is the most magical device ever invented for the kitchen.
What in the blue fuck is this?
An Instant Pot?
I am at the edge of my seat, yes.
It is.
Oh, I don't want to Google Instant Pot because I think that's not going to come up what I think it's going to
be. No, it will because it's so popular. But an Instant Pot is like a crock pot, except it does so much more. You can saute in it. You can roast in it. You can slow cook. It's a pressure cooker. It's a rice cooker. It does like 7 different things. And it's all in one. It's this all in one device. And I'm getting one for Christmas for my mom. I've heard really great things about it.
Oh, wow.
You can
still do slow cooker stuff in it.
Well, yeah, of course I could. But like you can do a roast in a fraction of the time.
Yeah, because it's a pressure cooker.
You can do a roast like in 40 minutes. So, you know, you come home from work and you're like, oh, shit, you know, what I cook for dinner? Oh, I have this roast. 40 minutes later, you have roast beef.
Well, now you're going to make Jay shit his pants even more because now you're going to blow your house
down faster.
You're going to blow up your house and then burn it down.
Yeah, but with
the house. I have to confess, I am a little afraid of the whole pressure cooker thing. I am legitimately, like, afraid of it.
It invites
Have you not used a pressure cooker?
Never in my life.
They're not that big a deal, though. The pressure cookers I have used have been stovetop ones, so therefore you want to be there watching it anyway.
Mm.
But at the same time, it is still kind of a bomb.
Yeah. I like the idea that in this thing you can in a crock pot you want to brown meat first and then you transfer the meat from the pan to the crock pot and then in this thing you brown the meat in the Instant Pot, and then you switch it to like slow cook or pressure cook. It's all in one thing.
So it deglazes itself.
Cool.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I need one. Do the pressure cookers have like a pressure relief valve or something?
Yeah, that's exactly how they work.
Okay.
And the older ones had like a little bit like more of a mechanical valve that could get like, say if you were like cooking potatoes and the starchy bubbles got up into it. Could jam it up and blow your house up.
Cool.
But now the modern ones are a little bit more, a little bit more foolproof. And yeah, there's like a big thumb button that you push at the end to like dump all the pressure before you open it.
Oh yeah. Otherwise you ain't opening it.
No.
And you burn your house down.
Explode it.
I don't think cookers burn your house down, Jay.
Well, when they explode, they do.
No, they just explode.
Yeah, and then it ruptures the gas line, and you burn your house down.
Oh, my God.
God, I can't believe I have to explain this to you.
Oh, man.
I don't think it works that way.
I remember, my experience with pressure cookers is that one scene in Breakfast at Tiffany's where she's making, like, chicken with saffron rice, and the whole thing explodes, and the rice goes everywhere, and it's, you know. That's my one experience with pressure cookers.
I didn't make it that far through Breakfast at Tiffany's. I own the DVD.
What?
And I watched like 20 minutes of it and went.
Was it Mickey Rooney? Mickey Rooney ruined it for you.
What?
I was just gonna say you didn't even get to the good parts. You only got 20 minutes in.
What are the good parts that aren't in Sabrina?
What?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
No. No, Sabrina the Audrey Hepburn film with Humphrey Bogart.
Sabrina is good.
That was remade in a complete fucking turd of a film
with Harrison Ford.
Yeah,
yes. I didn't realize I watched the original one in the theater with a girl who I was trying to woo and unsuccessfully did so. And just the whole, like, you know, the whole, like, turn with, like, the, like literally, like it was like one of like the it was like a twist in the movie with like when Linus declared his love for Sabrina. I'm like, really? What? I didn't fucking see that at all. Like, and Harrison Ford's a good actor. How the fuck did he not manage to make that work? Like,
he was ain't one of that those good.
Like, no, he's not that good. But then I watched the Humphrey Bogart one and I go, oh wait, I see it. This is what we call a nuanced performance.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For those who are into classic films, whose stomach is not turned by black and white, yeah, Sabrina's fucking awesome.
Oh, I love a good black and white movie.
So do I, but my wife is just with a good tailwind and the right mood, she can manage to look beyond it. But overall, like,
well, it's because she's missing half her brain. Come on, that's not a good example.
That is very true. It's very true. But no, there are people that have like these weird movie hangups. I got a friend that I work with. He will not watch a movie that's subtitled.
Oh,
huh.
It just reading the subtitles takes him right out of
He's
it.
He's missing a lot of good movies.
I'm the other way around. I will not watch a movie that is dubbed in a language that it wasn't.
That
oh, it
wasn't I hate that. In.
I mean, it's even worse with animated films. Like anime that's dubbed is the worst. Because again, the best argument for it is watch Shrek, but don't have Mike Myers and Eddie Murphy in it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like what? No, that is the entirety of Shrek. Yes, the animation's good, but the only reason why anyone watches that movie is because the voice actors did a spectacular job. You can animate something beautifully, and guess what? If you don't have good voice actors, it's crap. And that's the same thing. Is again, when they dub something over, they take the starving artists that spend most of their time waiting tables do the dub work for that stuff. No. All right, what else we got?
Jay was on a jury.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, you need to talk about this.
Oh, boy.
What was the case?
It was a first-degree murder case.
What was it, a story like we'd heard about? Like,
I don't think so. It was it was pretty local. It was the first murder in my county in 2015.
Wow.
But
must be all those lax gun laws. Just saying.
Yes, yes. That's why I was No. See, it's our strong gun laws because it was performed with a knife. So
okay.
I'm sorry.
What?
I said I'm sorry. It was probably all gruesome pictures and.
There were a lot. There was a lot of blood, and involved a very young child as well.
Oh,
Jesus. So horrible. The child was not harmed, but
still.
Ugh. Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
Not physically, but basically age old story. Dude thought his wife was cheating on him, confronted her about it, and stabbed her 51 times.
51? Jesus.
Good Lord.
Christ.
Yeah.
So this was not a case based on circumstantial evidence.
No, it was. It's not like TV at all. It's funny because, like, the defendant didn't deny it. The defense didn't deny it. It was, no, he did it. He did it. And basically the whole trial boiled down to the defense was making the case that it was second degree murder, that it was a crime of passion, that, He saw a picture of another man's penis on his wife's phone and snapped and went nuts.
How did he know it wasn't his?
Apparently he can identify his own. The evidence was pretty overwhelming. It was overwhelming that no, he
did. They show you the dick pic, Jay?
They did.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Huh.
They did. What'd you think? How'd it rate?
Was it's 3 out of 10.
Okay.
He was holding it. I mean,
so
like,
nothing worth killing over, huh?
Not worth spending the rest of your life in jail over. But
first degree murder says that he planned to kill her.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
And one of the really interesting things was that the prosecution worked very hard and did a very good job at conveying that premeditation is not like you see on TV, where it involves like a dude calling up a hitman or right. somebody going to a gun store because I'm going to buy a gun and show her what's what.
Making a list and checking it twice.
Exactly. Well, premeditation.
It could literally be pick up a knife. You know what? I'm going to kill her. And that's premeditation.
Right. Yeah. That's premeditation. It can be 10 seconds and it's still premeditation.
It can be 1 second.
Right.
That's the whole thing. And for what really sealed it for the members of the jury was that he beat her with his fists first.
Oh.
And then she went into a room, got away from him, and then he went and got knocked.
Oh, well, yeah, definitely.
Yep.
He had all that, you know, the whole snapped part, you know, I mean, again, never acceptable to hit anybody, but especially, you know, the mother of your child. But if it had just been, he snapped and punched her, I could buy, plead that down from aggravated assault to simple assault or something because of the circumstances that,
or he was cutting a pot roast up and
exactly.
And then she happened to get a dick pic on her phone that he saw over his shoulder. And he just happened to have the knife in his hand.
Right. That's second degree. Absolutely. You know, and I, you know, would have gone for second degree at that point. But no, when you chase her down, beating on her, and then go into the kitchen to grab a knife. No, you knew exactly what was going on.
Yeah.
So it was, it took us, I didn't realize how little time it took us, but it took 46 minutes to deliver a guilty verdict.
Wow.
Oh, CJ, you had to hang out for lunch.
No, actually, we hung out for dinner, but.
Okay.
And then the interesting thing is, I never realized this, the jury in Virginia decides the sentence, which I didn't realize that was the case because.
Mm-hmm.
Jay, do I get to call you the hanging judge now?
No, unfortunately, the death penalty was off the table.
Still, do I get to call you the hanging judge?
Man, why was the death penalty off the table?
Because he pled guilty, Virginia. Right?
What's that? Or
did he plead guilty? Like,
no, he pled not guilty. Well, no. Virginia's got weird death penalty laws. It has to be like in the it has to be either multiple murders or during a terrorist act
or during a commission of another felony.
You said that they weren't like contesting that he did it or not, though.
Right. No, so. The evidence was really solid.
Well, eyewitness. They were doing not guilty to first degree murder.
Correct.
Hoping they could get a lesser.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, he was hoping he could get manslaughter, but then
so he knew he was going to jail. Just trying to figure out for how long.
Right. And the funny part is it took us 46 minutes to determine that he was guilty. It took about 4 hours to agree on a sentence.
Hmm.
And I
think that's reasonable. Even if you know it's guilty, I think a sentence for something like that requires a little more thought.
Yeah, well, in our case, it was life in jail was the lesser sentence.
Huh.
There were members of the jury who really wanted to give 151 years.
Oh.
Yeah. Which I was hugely in favor of, except I didn't want the very tiny, tiny chance that someone might, you know, political winds change, someone else comes in, they audit and look at it and say, that sentence is ridiculous, let's overturn it. It's unlikely to happen, but I didn't want that as a possibility. And weird, here I'll throw some inside baseball, though you may have been in Maine at the time. Do you remember the Louise Woodward case?
She was
the nanny in Boston.
I've heard of this one, yeah.
That basically shook a 9-month-old baby to death.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
that was famous.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that had made it out of Mass. But
which, by the way, the whole like shaking baby fucking nonsense is like, that's out of this world. Like, I always I always, every baby I ever hold on to, I always jiggle the crap out of them and tell people, oh, you're never supposed to shake a baby. And the baby's smiling their eye heads off because yeah, you can. And I remember my wife going like, one of those, like, why are you doing that? You're not supposed to shake them. I'm like, no, you're not supposed to shake them like a rag doll.
Yeah.
You can jiggle the crap out of a baby and they're just fine. But you don't, you don't thrash them around.
Yeah. They say shaking like it's, they don't mean shaking like you or I think of shaking. They mean, like a dog shakes a rat, you know,
you're trying to get the egg whites to stand up in your whiskey sour is the kind of shaking we're talking about here. Yeah. Not the, not the shake, 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 shake your booty.
You know, that was actually I actually brought that up because she was, you know, it was just an absolute shit show on both sides. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they tried to, the prosecution overreached with second degree murder. Now, whether it really was second degree or manslaughter, whatever, it never reached the threshold of second degree murder in the Louise Woodward case. Why they chose to pursue second degree murder is beyond me. The jury said, we're not letting her walk, and they found her guilty. And she ended up with like 15 to life. Mm. The judge said, oh, no, the jury was wrong, reduced it to involuntary manslaughter, and released her with time served, which was 279 days.
Wow.
So, you know.
So a judge can apparently rule for a lesser. Can he say the jury was
this
wrong?
This was in Massachusetts.
I understand, you know, so. but can they go, oh, well, the jury says it was manslaughter, but it was first degree murder. You're going to jail for life forever. Can he do that, or can he only do it for like a lesser charge?
Don't know. I know in something like that, they can say, well, you know, the possibility for manslaughter is anywhere from 5 years to 25. So 25.
Right. Right. Right.
I
right.
I don't know if they can go above it. But it was one of those things like the judge just went, yeah, that was wrong. Involuntary manslaughter. To go from second degree to involuntary.
Well, that's,
like, no, that's involuntary would be like if she left the baby on the table and he fell off. And yeah. Died.
Well, that's negligence.
But yes, to do a quick tie and a little plug on the, it's Massachusetts. You really can't, you know, judge something. It might not even be legal for that.
Right. But, right. I mentioned it to my fellow jurors only because look, you know, this was something that happened. It is a possibility. Now, however small it may be, you know, we don't want the possibility.
So you didn't want to say, you know, 100 whatever years and the judge go, oh no, that's too much. And
right. The judge or again, you know, if they're doing a review 20 years from now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So, by the way, the plug that I was making was that Gold. I don't know if you've seen this, Jay, but when Mara Healy did her little assault weapons ban enforcement thing,
yeah,
or reinterpretation, Gold within a few weeks of that sent out a Freedom of Information Act request of all the information that she used to make her ruling. That in fact the Massachusetts assault weapons ban was wrong.
Yeah.
And I bet you can guess what her response has been.
no habla inglés.
Exactly. And so now Gull has, I have it up on my blog. It's right now the first post.
You have a blog?
It's on. Yes, I do.
I heard blogs are dead.
But they put a script on it. So I'm like, oh God, that's going on my website. AG Healy has unlawfully ignored the Freedom of Information Act request for 3 months, 2 weeks, 4 days, 1 hour, 42 minutes, and 18 seconds. And it's ticking.
They got a clock. That's great.
They've got a clock, and that actually is heartened. I know I know we were talking about the fact that, oh man, like, I'm hoping that maybe in the end of all this, the, you know, Massachusetts assault weapons ban gets overturned, which on inside of Massachusetts, maybe Trump will do something like saying that, you know what, if you got an assault weapons ban, you'll, you know, congratulations, don't expect a single federal dollar. California, you might as well secede if you're going to keep doing that shit to your lawful citizens. But within Massachusetts, I don't have a whole lot of thought to it, but the fact that she's just running the clock out states that, oh yeah, no, like, cause one of my deep, dark, depressing thoughts in the wake of this is the, oh Jesus, what if she's the attorney general. What if she's already sat down and talked with judges and made sure that everything is all set, so when the suits come, they're going to break in the right direction. And they're not going to break in the right direction. Because if they were going to break in the right direction, she'd be bringing them a trial to crush them.
Well, you know, they got that thing in Kansas.
What thing?
Well, the so part of the problem that Massachusetts has, and part of the problem that California has, and some of the other states, is that the Supreme Court ruled in Heller and McDonald that, you know, the Second Amendment's an individual right, blah, blah, blah. And it applies to the states.
Mm-hmm.
But the states are really not, the states that were already kind of pro-gun, there wasn't really anything that needed to be done. The states that are not pro-gun are having to be drugged, you know, kind of like kicking and screaming.
Oh, yeah.
Into it.
Including D.C. that has the original ruling.
Right. So then now you've got this,
you're talking McDonald, and but even DC still hasn't upheld.
Right. And so what's going to have to happen is something to hit the Supreme Court where they get a chance to go, and we really fucking mean it.
Yeah.
And the Kansas thing.
Well, in theory, as I was saying about with Trump, is in theory, this is actually perfect grounds for just an executive order. Just the Supreme Court's ruled on this. This is fine. You know what? Just if you're violating the exact letter of the Heller decision, congratulations. No federal funds.
I don't know if he can. First off, I don't know if he can do it. Second off, I'm not sure he would.
He's not going to go that far. Yeah. He's not going to push that hard.
But.
As much as we'd like.
Right. So
Jay, give me something to masturbate to.
Well, okay, I'll give you something. There's two threads. One is
Rita, don't ruin it.
There's a very good chance that
Helen Thomas.
Oh Jesus, Rita, there you went and cock blocked me.
There is a fairly decent chance that some pro-gun legislation at the national level will make it through and get signed by a President Trump. What that winds up being, who knows? I mean, we've already talked about it. I don't think the nationwide concealed carry reciprocity will happen.
They're talking a lot about it though.
That would be an instant Supreme Court case because every state would sue to stop it. California would sue to stop it. Massachusetts would sue to stop it. New York would sue to stop it. Illinois would sue to, they would all sue to try to stop it. Now, whether, depending on the makeup of the Supreme Court, that might not matter.
A law that Donald Trump has been very, very friendly to.
Yeah.
And at the same time, a Supreme Court that he's going to pad the ever loving fuck out of.
Right. Exactly.
By the way, what I'm saying. Is there a current record we're shooting for number of Supreme Court justices appointed in a presidential term?
I don't know.
Or just a presidential career. Like, how many did Reagan appoint?
I don't know. Somebody's going to have to look that up. But see, what I'm saying is there's a good chance that the Supreme Court could get their chance to say we really mean it, because if the federal government passes a law and Trump signs it, that's any sort of federal level pro gun thing, somebody's going to sue to stop its implementation. right? At a state level. And that's a classic. I mean, that's like an instant Supreme Court case, you know, where you've got a conflict between the states and the federal government. The other option is this thing in Kansas where they've got the state law that says that basically, federal, firearms laws don't have effect in the state of Kansas for things that don't leave Kansas. And so there was a guy making suppressors and selling them to people, you know, without a, you know, they weren't NFA, they weren't anything. He was just doing it. And so now a guy got arrested. And so anyway,
has that gone to court yet?
Yeah.
Cause that's, did it get ruled on?
Yeah, they lost. And now they're going through appeals, but I'm saying that could appeal up to the Supreme Court also. Because
that's an interstate commerce clause,
right? But it's also a Second Amendment clause. I mean, it's a Second Amendment case, so it's a double.
It depends on how they rule. If they rule, because I mean, they need to make one argument. I don't think they can make both arguments, or at least the idea the court might rule either one way or the other. If they rule it on an interstate commerce clause, that doesn't help Massachusetts at all. It helps a lot of other places. Is the fact that your local dude can, you know, I mean, really anyone can build a suppressor. They're pretty easy. You can build a suppressor. And so long as you do it like building your, you know, building your own firearm, you know, you buy an 80% AR lower, you can just make that and you don't need to worry about it because, hey, guess what? So long as you don't transfer it to somebody else, you're fine. And the same idea goes is the, oh yeah, if you live in Texas, oh, you want to just go into the local machine shop or have your mechanic, you know, roll you off a suppressor or build something out of a, you know, an air filter or something like that. You can do that. And just the only thing you got to do is like crush it flat or sell it to another Texas resident if in chance you relocate to another state.
Yep.
But it just can't leave the state of Texas. As soon as it crosses into Arkansas, now you're breaking the law.
Yep. We're really over.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
All right,
can
I end with one little shout out?
Yes.
Because the Squirrel Port's a bunch of cat loving motherfuckers. I just wanted to give a shout out to Vector who just lost his cat Cisco the other day. Yeah, I mean, I've got to say it is sad, but he lived. He was in his like teens. I forget how old he was exactly.
That's hard though.
It is hard. I'm kind of the asshole that like when someone says, oh my, you know, my grandmother died this weekend. Oh, that's too bad. How old was your grandmother? Oh, she was 92. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously.
Congratulations. Good life. I mean, it's the tough thing is, yeah, he, you know, we're all going to miss him. He was a good cat. He was the sorriest excuse for a Maine Coon ever. He was a Maine Coon and he was tiny and he was skittish. I mean, just pathetic. Just pathetic. And I mean that in a loving sense. And my daughter was really torn.
What was his name?
Cisco.
Cisco. Well, yes. Godspeed, Cisco.
Yep. But he, but I gotta say, at the same time, it's one of those like he was a stray. He was like the runt of a litter that was abandoned and taken in and had himself a mighty good run. So he will be missed.
Kitty Heaven is a great place.
Yep, lots of good cats there.
I read about it in the Bible.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, and that's all. We'll be back. We will be back next week, right? Everybody going to be here?
I'm going to be here.
Awesome. I will not be available. Sorry.
Fuck it. We don't want you.
Jay.
Maybe we can get Hayden on.
Ooh, hey, why don't you ask
him? I would class it up like a zillion.
Yeah.
I know.
That'd be great if Hayden could be on.
I'll bring tea and crumpets.
Let's try that.
We'll figure something out. Jay, we'll miss you.
Yep.
And since we won't talk to you before that, have a very Merry Christmas with your family.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas, my fellow squirrels. Happy Chinooka and Joyous Festivus and Kwanzaa and whatever else.
Ooh, we should do an airing of grievances.
Oh. It'd be awfully hard to do feats of strength.
I know. Well, Brita can do feats of strength.
Well, yeah, because she's a meathead.
Yeah.
I lift, bro.
Do you even lift, bro?
And we'll be back next week. Bye, everybody.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Good night, Internet.